Hello, my name is Pauline Loumaï and I'm in charge of the exhibitions here at the Follens Foundation in La Hulpe.
And you have a new show called The Drawing Room, which is 150 works of art by various artists who are known for different types of art, but in this case, they're cartoonists. And what's really interesting about this is that these are 12 artists who have completely influenced and changed the work of Follens because he so much liked to meet other artists and get creative ideas from them.
Absolutely, this is a very interesting exhibition and all started from our archives in the foundations because we have so many writings, so many notebooks, so many collections, works of art of those artists. And thanks to a Parisian gallery, we had the chance to organize this exhibition here in La Hulpe with 150 works, starting with the mentors, the masters that Follens admired so much, which is Saul Steinberg, an American artist.
So what can people expect to see here?
Well, they can expect to see the young Follens first. So all the drawings that Follens started to do in the 50s when he was about 21 years old and he left Brussels to Paris to work of his art. He started with the ink drawings and he started to publish some works in the magazines such as Brussels magazine, such as Moustique or Pan magazine. And then he sent his works to the American magazines, and at that moment, Follens started to be very well known. At that period of his career, Follens met a lot of artists. He was so influenced by so many. He loved so many artists. He discovered Saul Steinberg, André François, French, American, Belgian artists, and all those 12 artists are represented in the exhibition.
We don't expect to see line drawings from Follens.
No, indeed, because they are not shown in the museum, indeed. What you can see in the museum permanently are all the works from the 60s and 70s, but not all the drawings from the 50s and early 60s. So that's very interesting, because we discovered them a few years ago in his workshop in Monaco. They were all kept by Follens very preciously, but we never saw them before, and he never talked about it to my director, Stéphanie Angelrod. So this is very interesting to discover all these first drawings. We are then going to the exhibitions and discovering all these 12 artists through the gaze of Jean-Michel Follens.
He wrote down what it was about these artists that he liked, which is wonderful. Not only did he save everything, but we have his written words of how he felt about these artists.
Indeed, because Follens was an artist, he was a painter, he was a drawer, he was a sculptor. But he also wrote a lot, and we have so many archives, so many notebooks where we can discover all these texts about these artists, all the influences that he had, all the poetic messages that he wrote about all these artists. And this is very interesting for us because it gave us the possibility to touch a little bit more his mind and his mindset and to know how he got to know them also, because Follens was always eager to meet all these artists, sending them a letter and just trying. He was quite brave and, yeah, was trying to send a letter asking for a coffee to Ronald Searle or to meet Saul Steinberg in the States when he went there in the 60s. So he was always trying to...
Connect.
Connect, exactly.
The show is on until when?
Until the 31st of August.
And so it's here at this wonderful, beautiful country estate of Follens. It's worth it just to come for the day, but also here you have the chance to see this great show.
Yes, absolutely. There is the permanent exhibition that you can discover. The park around the museum is absolutely marvelous. It's a fabulous day in the countryside and not so far from Brussels. It's only 20 minutes by car. Otherwise, you have different public transport to reach the foundation. And it's really, really worth a visit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.